A place called Bilba, Bilba Pushpalini or Bilba Polka. Now the place which people go to today is 2.5 kilometers beyond Vamanpolka, across the fields, straight line. But actually, the place Bilba Pushpalini, Bilba Polka, was actually right next to Vamanpolka. And this is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, by Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, and not so much by Bhaktivinoda Thakur exactly, as being right next to the Kazi's Samadhi, but the actual town moved more than 2.5 kilometers away, and everyone goes to that place now to take darshan, but actually it's not the original place at all. But all the parishioners go there. Everyone's parishioner goes to that place. Because the deities of Sachi, Mata's father, Madam Mohana, are in that new place. And other things are there. People go there for the darshan, but actually it's not the actual original location of the place. So in that way, many places have moved. The Jagannath deities in Rajpur, which are looked after by ISKCON now, their actual place was more than 1.5 kilometers away from there where they were at the time, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing, in the town Saradanga, which he's describing, is 1.5 kilometers from where they are now, but everyone goes there and takes darshan. Jagannath was there, but speaks of pastimes which was supposed to have taken place, which didn't take place there, took place at another place, Saradanga. So in this way we get some understanding of just how much things have moved and how little, knowledge there is of where the original places are. Mm-hmm. Several scholars and several devotees have done some detailed research and papers on the subject matter and put quite a lot of energy into trying to point out some specific places and giving evidence of specific places, mostly based around the Yogapith, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, establishing that the spot which Bhaktivinoda Thakur pointed out is the actual place. But still, there has not been, or at least there hasn't been given to the public in general, any detailed research really laying out the whole of Navadvip Dham and pointing out the exact location of each of the places and really giving a detailed description of how Navadvip looked at the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mm-hmm. Navadvip Mandal. So trying to take on this endeavor is a very large task.
Do you have confidence that it is possible to find these things out? Do you have some insight in what material is available? About
the research work I've done up to now has brought me to a point that I know that it is possible in the most part to find the various, exact locations of the various towns and villages as they were situated when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, and the flow of the rivers, how they were at his time, and to be able to locate most of the pastime places of, to their exact location of where the pastimes actually took place, within a reasonably exact location. and to trace out a history of Navadvipa Dham from the year of 1000 AD up to the present day. Reason being is that Jayadeva Goswami had lived here in the Navadvipa area and, you know, practiced his devotional activities here and wrote his Govinda book here. Great personalities such as Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Vishnu Swami Acharya, even Shankaracharya had visited Navadvipa and, you know, important activities had taken place here in connection with them. So that's why we would want to present, you know, back 1,000 years, showing the history of Navadvipa during that period of time, along with all the spiritual events and the importance of the pastimes that took place and philosophical discussions, etc. But also just the to show, you know, the historical events of the area, how things have changed and map those changes. So the book planned is not just a intended to be a devotional piece, but a research work which can, you know, very scientifically show all of the movements and things which have taken place in Navadvipa to, you know, to satisfy the devotee, the scholar, and everyone else of the importance of Navadvipa, and to prove categorically the actual place, you know, and places within it.
That means also then, I suppose, that this book will be different than the previous works, which are primarily devotional literature, but now it's also scholarly, like that means an elaborate system of footnotes.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has, you know, indicated that it is very necessary to do such a work. He has said that to undertake a research of Navadvipa Dham is most important, and although the work would be difficult, it would not be as difficult as some of the research work undertaken by mundane scientists and scholars, where they sometimes have to, you know, make many machines and things to come to their conclusion. So he says that this is, so yes, it needs to be, it will be a very detailed work, not just a devotional work of showing the pastimes and Chaitanya Leela, but also, you know, very detailedly mapping the geographical changes and the historical changes of the area, with the intention of really firmly establishing within the mind of everyone the actual location of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Navadvipa Dham, pastime places, and previous flow of rivers and villages, etc. So yes, it will be different to previous works which I've done, in as much that it won't only just be presenting the Leela and but will be much more of a scholarly work, as much as it will be.
And do you also have at hand a reference where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur exactly said that it is important to make a detail?
Yes, I have that.
Where did he say it?
It's from Sajjanitoshni, but I have that, which is in another book, quoted from Sajjanitoshni. And I have that reference. I'll show you that reference.
Yeah, that you can include.
And it should be included, along with several other references where he's,
The Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur?
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, I don't have any particular reference as such. But he went to great efforts to establish the Navadvip Mandal Kirtama, even with great efforts in as much as to actually have the Navadvip Kirtama each year, as he wished, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur had hoped it could be. And he also had to put up with opposition from local residents who didn't want the Kirtama to take place, because in the course of time they had established places where they said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes were taking place, which weren't acceptable either historically or scripturally as the original places, but were certainly places which people were visiting, and plenty of people were making money from those visitors. And so they showed great opposition to him being able to establish the Braj Mandal Parikrama. And he even took people to places such as I said previously, that Bilwa Pushkarini, Bilwa Pukur, the present day place, even though he himself writes that that's not the exact location. The reason he did was to establish the Parikrama going on, and to smash down the activities of these persons who were just totally misguiding the pilgrims to Navadvip Dham as to where the birthplace of Mahaprabhu was and where the different pastimes were. So, yes, this is an ongoing thing which has been followed, from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's endeavors to point out any of the places which weren't known, to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta establishing the general route of the Navadvip Parikrama, and the importance of doing it every year, and the importance, he actually built the Yogapith temple. Although Bhaktivinoda Thakur established some minor structure there, he had wanted a large structure, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta fulfilled that desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur by making a very large glorious structure there. It could be seen from miles around, especially at the time, 1935-36, it was seen as a very large, wonderful structure, the largest structure in the area for miles and miles.
Mm-hmm. Could it be seen from the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
It would have been seen from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house if somebody was sitting on the roof of the house. Mm.
You think it will be recorded, what you say? The large churches?
But I'm not saying that this is the vision which Bhakti...
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision of seeing a large temple from his house is that temple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that, because he had been at the Radharani temple, which is in Navadvip. He says very clearly what he was saying, staying at the Rani's house at that time, when he saw the lights and stuff on a mound in the distance, and later on concluded that that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, and a wonderful temple would come up there. But it's not the same vision which he had later from his house, looking towards the Yogapith, so indicating that something besides the Yogapith, because he was looking towards the Yogapith, he saw that a wonderful temple would come up at that place in the future. So it's not just one and the same temple, it's two separate places. And Nityananda Prabhu, he pointed out to Jiva Goswami, after leaving Mahaprabhu's house, he came in a southerly direction and pointed out to Mahaprabhu, pointed out into the fields of Andhadweep, that in the future a wonderful temple would come up there, and at Bhut Mandir. So, although the Yogapith can be described as in the Bhut Mandir, It's not the same with Bhutmandi, which Nityananda Prabhu pointed out to Jiva Goswami, which would come up in the future and be a place from where love of Godhead would spread to every corner of the world. That structure is yet to be seen at some point in the future. But certainly, the Yogapit temple has definitely been constructed, and it's the most important achievement and place. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur had wanted to come up and had endeavored for it, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta eventually fulfilled that endeavor by constructing, although unfortunately the followers as of yet have not fulfilled the full desire of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He wanted the Yogapit, large guest facilities, guest houses, large facilities for receiving pilgrims and feeding them prasadam. So obviously some kind of large prasadam facility, pavilion and kitchens and stuff. Those things haven't come up at that place as of yet. But there are two separate visions.
Mm.
And these are quite often...
Yeah. You'd like to check if it can be heard if you're speaking, because maybe you have to hold it closer to your mouth.
No, I don't.
How does
it work? It's very... We record lectures and stuff with it.
Okay. Did you see this book which was made... This book? You know this book?